This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have breaking news this hour. Ukraine President Zelensky addresses Congress this morning after what happened to his country. He says the old ways of keeping peace no longer work as he proposes new institutions to keep the peace.
The war of the past have prompted our predecessors to create institutions that should protect us from war. But they unfortunately don't work. We see it, you see it, so we need new ones, new institutions, new alliances, and we offer them. We propose to create an association, U24, United for Peace, a union of responsible countries that have the strength and consciousness to stop conflict immediately.
Sarah Bloom Raskin, Biden's pick to be the Fed's top bank regulator, has withdrawn her nomination. Her stance on climate change turned off too many lawmakers. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
President Biden has come under fire by Republicans in the upper chamber over his diplomatic efforts with Iran. On Monday, all but one GOP senator sent a letter to Biden urging him to stop trying to ink a deal with the Iranian regime to revive the controversial 2015 nuclear deal. The opponents of the deal, led by Senator Ted Cruz, a Republican from Texas, says it would be much weaker than the one former President Donald Trump withdrew from. A tower collapse in Seattle, Washington has reached settlement.
A jury awarded more than $100 million to some of the victims of a tower crane collapse that killed 4 people in Seattle in 2019. Workers were disassembling the 300-foot crane in strong wind gusts when it fell from the roof of the Google building under construction in the South Lake Union neighborhood. 2 iron workers fell to their death. The crane crushed cars below, killing Sarah Patnip Wong, a 19-year-old Seattle Pacific University student, and Alan Justad, a 71-year-old former city worker. For the USA Radio News, Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The International Space Station may be set for an ocean grave at the end of the decade, but there's still plenty of life left in her. The space station is preparing for more power upgrades as 2 NASA astronauts conducted their first spacewalk of the year on Tuesday. The spacewalk lasted for 6 hours and 54 minutes and is considered a success, kicking up the available electrical supply from 160 kilowatts to 215 kilowatts. U.S. chipmaker Intel plans to invest up to $88 billion across Europe as part of an ambitious expansion aimed at strengthening the global semiconductor industry. The company plans to set up chip production sites and development centers in Germany, Ireland, France, and Italy by 2027. Intel, the world's number 2 semiconductor maker, is also expanding in the United States with a $20 billion factory in Ohio. The Hunter Biden laptop, filled with incriminating evidence against the Biden family, was forfeited to a Delaware computer repairman after Hunter failed to pay for its repairs roughly 2 years ago. The evidence was turned over to the FBI. The computer repairman, John Paul MacIsaac, claims to Fox News he was forced to close his business and flee Delaware.
It's hard to remain scared for so long when then you replace that with frustration and then a drive and a motivation to fight. I wouldn't say I'm scared. I'm cautious, but I'm not scared. initially, and then most recently, being labeled a Russian hacker, that pretty much set everybody off.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Also great to have the CEO of Crown Financial, Chuck Bentley, joins us now to talk about our economy, our finances, the strategy that we need for such a time of this. And we're also going to be talking about his timely book about to be released called The Economic Evidence of God Uncovering the Invisible Hand That Guides the Economy. Chuck, welcome back. Good to have you with us as always.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's always my pleasure and honor to be with you.
Well, let's talk about what's going on in our economy. I mean, Joe Biden and the Democrats are rather insulted to be associated with inflation that they said was just going to be a temporary condition. But that pen has been kind of hung on them, I think rightfully so, because of, some policies here that have us, spinning with inflation.
Well, inflation is caused by two things, monetary policy and fiscal policy. And one is basically the money supply, and the other is the interest rates. And if you look at our money supply, it has doubled over the last 24 months, twice the amount of money is in circulation than it was just 2 years ago. So that's obviously inflationary. They're mailing checks to people who didn't ask for the money. And so that's inflationary. And then you have historically low interest rates where the value of money is put nearly at zero. And when those two factors combine, obviously it's going to be inflationary. And as many of my friends argue, it's biblically immoral for the government to do this because it's considered a silent theft. We're losing the value of our purchasing power, but it benefits the government so that they can pay back debt with inflationary dollars. So it's to their benefit and it's to our harm.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it wouldn't be so bad if it was really serving a rightful purpose. Like, what prompted all this was the war on COVID. Okay, what could we do? But then you find out that there were so many appropriations within the trillions of dollars that they spent were, to, I guess, respond to some, political debts and political favors that they were paying back. And so that's the disappointing thing, because you realize that out of the money that, as you said, that they stole from the American people, it was more to serve them than to serve the American people. And now here we are dealing with the after effects of it all. And to the point now that even when the question comes up, I think it's quite interesting, Chuck, they ask people, they go, hey, do you want some more money? And they're going, no, we don't want any more money. Leave us alone, right?
Well, we hope so. We hope that they'll rein it in. But we haven't seen that happened in the last 40 or 50 years. We've been in inflationary times for quite some time, and government largesse, government overspending year after year after year. There's not even any concern about it anymore, which is what I think we should all be aware of, that there's not anybody sounding the alarm in Washington saying, you know, we're spending too much money, we're overspending on our budgets, there's not good stewardship principles in place, and that doesn't bode well for the future of this country. And I believe inflation is very, very dangerous, Bill. I was listening to Charlie Munger on an interview recently, and some said it was a little bit of hyperbole, but I think he's very sober-minded. He's Warren Buffett's partner. They've been investing their, putting their money where their mouth is for years, and he believes that apart from nuclear threats, that inflation is the greatest threat to civilization because it can destroy everything in its path. We've Exactly. seen that happen in other nations, and it can happen here, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then last week you had the president issuing an executive order on the future of money. You know, so what is going on here? And, you know, people, again, they might see on the outside, you know, just kind of like what you reported earlier and see this maybe as hyperbolic. But wait a minute, this is an executive order. This has serious consequences. What does the president know and the powers to be know about the American dollar, and why this executive order?
Well, I think that, and I've said this for quite some time, Bill, we may have talked about it in the past, but I believe that cryptocurrency, digital assets are actually somewhat threatening to the sovereignty of a nation. If people move all of their resources into an asset that is out of the reach of the government and they start using it as currency, then that's going to threaten their ability to govern. So I think you're going to see more and more civil action where governments intervene. They're going to start introducing Federal Reserve-backed crypto-type currencies. We're going to see them try to implement policies to control it and govern it. We're seeing that right now with the trucker situation in Canada, exactly. where they're trying to cut off all money supply to the people that needed it. We're going to see it in the Ukraine right now through this crisis, where even Russia, they're trying to get around sanctions by using cryptocurrencies. But the governments of the world are not going to stand for that. You're going to see more and more legislation to try to govern and control money supply, especially crypto money.
Yeah, money supply and the people, because what we're realizing, you know, you've been saying it forever, you know, cash is king, and it's also private. And the government doesn't want this privacy. I mean, we heard 6 months ago where Joe Biden was going to empower the IRS to look after each $600 interaction that was conducted, going in or going out. That was going to raise a red flag, you know, for them. So why would they bother? Why would they be interested in $600 increments now if they control cryptocurrency, which is their next move and part of this future of money that's part of this executive order, to your point, then they can figure this out with an algorithm. They don't need the IRS to do this. It'll all be baked into the cake, and they will know exactly what you're doing. And in essence, what it will lead to, kind of like what they have in China, is there will be a social score. And this will be all part and parcel of this. You can see all this stuff starting to roll out, can't you?
Well, it's happening, Bill, before our very eyes, and I wrote about this in my last book of what I call corporate totalitarianism, where the corporations will unilaterally decide whether they're going to allow you into their system. You're seeing big tech already provide censorship of private citizens. They don't believe in free speech only when it agrees with them. And when you have systems that can lock people out instantly from platforms, from being able to even participate in their services, you're seeing that come to pass without even the government passing a law to allow it. It's private. Corporations are now aligning politically and trying to support worldviews through their strength in the marketplace. And I think it's a very sobering time, because economic freedom, Bill, is something we take for granted. The ability to privately transact and to do what we've always wanted to do with our money and support the causes that we want to support, we're seeing that eroded. And economic freedom is a very, very important freedom for people, because if we lose that, we're ultimately going to lose our freedom of speech. We're going to lose our freedom of religion. All of it rolls in together.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, it's all under attack right now before our eyes, as you say. He's the CEO of Crown Financial. We've got more from Chuck Bentley after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
After the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez, the CEO of Crown Financial. Chuck Bentley continues with us. Chuck, tell us about Economic Evidence of God.
Well, Bill, I wrote this book because I've read many apologetics to support the reality of God's presence in our lives through some sort of science, creationism, anthropology, archaeology, theology, but I'd never read anything that said the markets actually point to the reality of God. Our economic behavior supports his reality. And so I did my research on this topic, and I got so excited about it that I started out to write a little paper, and then I thought, well, I'll write a booklet, and it turned into a book. It was just released this week, and good. I'm excited that we all have, there's evidence of God's reality in all of our economic behavior, not only personally, but also nationally. And that's what the book is about.
Well, you know, and I've been saying, and I felt like God deposited this into my spirit, and that is that he's calling us back to first principles. These are these foundational principles that he's established, you know, that are all part of the infrastructure of his creation. And when we're true to those first principles, it goes well for us. And, you know, to your point, and what this book is showing is that we have got to return to these godly principles so that we can be blessed. Otherwise, we're fighting against, you know, the law of gravity, so to speak, are we not?
Well, no doubt about it. God's principles define economic reality. And I use in one of my chapters, the Ten Commandments as an example, and I think this will make sense to people and sort of bring it home. The Lord said, I rescued you, that he's talking to the Israelites, I rescued you from slavery and set you free. I pulled you out of Egypt. I stood against Pharaoh, and I set you free. And he said, in the first commandment in Exodus 20, you shall have no other gods before me. And so I analyzed what we see around the world, and there's really only four models. There's either a model where people worship the Lord God Almighty. And you see, when that happens, freedom flows from that. But yes, if you have someone who says, no, I am God, and set themselves up as a dictator, which we see examples of that economic model and governance model around the world, then you see totalitarianism. You see abuse of human capital. You see the loss of freedom. You see economic devastation in those models. The other model is that government serves as a god, and people start to view government as the source for all truth. And then you see socialism flow out of that model, where the state owns the assets, the state decides and picks the winners and losers, the states decide who has rights and who doesn't have rights. And that's the model where the government is viewed in the place of God. And then finally, you have the fourth model, which is people set up idols, literally physical idols that they worship. And in any culture around the world that worships idols, you see poverty, you see mysticism, you see all types of evil behavior. And we have all four of those models in play right now around the world. You can overlay that in any country and see that if we follow God, there will be freedom and flourishing. If we make man a god, government a god, or we worship a false idol, we will suffer.
How much more suffering do we have to experience, especially here in the United States, Chuck? You've got a country that God had given an idea of freedom to, an answer of prayer, you know, to the pilgrims. And here we are, I mean, coming out of nowhere, this great American idea, blessed by God. And now in this postmodern Christian era that we find ourselves, you know, the arrogance of it to say to God, well, that's okay, we'll take it from here, right?
I think that the suffering hasn't been to the extent that we've really become sober-minded and returned to what brought us this tremendous prosperity. You know, we've had adversity, and we've risen up to the occasion over the years, and we've fought for freedom. But we haven't suffered financially to the point that we've had to cry out to God. And my concern is, Bill, if we continue to wander and drift, what God's going to allow happen is for our prosperity that has made us so strong to completely erode. And when that erodes, your national security erodes. And so it makes you a very vulnerable nation. And, you know, this is an argument to return to God so that we can experience God's protection, God's favor, God's blessing, and honor him. That's what this nation has stood for throughout its history. And we're moving away from him because basically prosperity has become a surrogate god in our culture. And it's like the golden calf is being rebuilt here, and we prefer the gold, not the one who created the gold.
Exactly.
And that's where we get in trouble.
Chuck, I keep hearing in my reading that God no longer goes out with our armies. You know, to your point, that you're financially broke, your protection, your walls are down, and you become vulnerable. And
I'm in Judges right now, Bill, and that's where I'm reading through, and you're resonating with me because there were times when the Israelites went out into battle and God didn't go with them. And he said, you have forgotten me, and therefore he lifted his protection from them, and they suffered greatly. And suffering is what gets our attention, because as long as we're comfortable, we tend to forget God.
Yeah. Well, in the book of Judges, the recurring theme is they begin to see things according to their own eyes. When things are going great, they think they've got control of it. They start seeing things in their own eyes until they go through that cycle again. Persecution, they cry out to God. God sends them a judge, a savior, gets them out of their mess until they end up cycling back once again. It is the human cycle and condition that we all live with, and we're grateful for a God who gives us new mercies every morning, right, Chuck?
Amen to that, Bill. And I think there's hope for us, Bill, as I look at where we are and what condition that we're in right now. There's still a great remnant throughout positions of responsibility, throughout our government, throughout our major corporations, throughout these small communities that make up this great nation called America. And God's people are tuned in right now. They sense something is wrong. They know that we're adrift, and they're looking for leadership. And we need God's people to rise up and to be salt and light. And that salt is a preservative. It means I've been pushed to this point, but I'm going no further. I'm going to speak up and to represent the truth as you do on your radio program, Bill.
Well, thank you, Chuck. This is why we do is to encourage all of us. You know, we all have a job. We've been sanctified, set aside for this period of time, and we have to shoulder our own responsibilities to that end and speak truth to power. And the point is God gave us this country in such a way that we, the people, we're at the top of the org chart, and we need to not surrender our authority position, right?
Well, the Bible talks about the great delusion when truth becomes a lie and lie becomes the truth. And I see that that's really the essence of what we're wrestling with. And how do you push back against that type of cultural backwardness or being upside down about, what is actually true? Well, you have to point people to the plumb line, which is God's word.
Exactly.
God tells us what reality is. He tells us what truth is. And when we embrace that both personally and in our spheres of influence, then we affect the culture, and the culture will ultimately affect the direction of this nation. And so the work that you're doing is so vitally important. It's important to know the truth, to proclaim the truth, to believe the truth, to apply the truth, and to defend the truth.
Amen. Amen. Chuck Bentley, CEO of Crown Financial, congratulations on the book. It'll be linked on our website as well, Chuck. Economic Evidence of God, Uncovering the Invisible Hand that Guides the Economy. Yes, God is still with us. He cares for us, and he continues to guide us. It's up to us to follow his lead, right?
Amen, Bill. That's exactly what he is, the creator, and we are the created. He is the potter, and we are the clay. And so we allow him to direct our lives.
Well, thank you for being with us. Website they can go to?
Crown.org. Crown.org.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-D-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We do have breaking news this hour. Ukraine President Zelensky addresses Congress this morning after what happened to his country. He says the old ways of keeping peace no longer work as he proposes new institutions to keep the peace.
The war of the past have prompted our predecessors to create institutions that should protect us from war. But they unfortunately don't work. We see it, you see it, so we need new ones, new institutions, new alliances, and we offer them. We propose to create an association, U24, United for Peace, a union of responsible countries that have the strength and consciousness to stop conflict immediately.
Sarah Bloom Raskin, Biden's pick to be the Fed's top bank regulator, has withdrawn her nomination. Her stance on climate change turned off too many lawmakers. USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you need to go. Well, we're going to talk about Parkinson's disease and how it affects nearly 1 million Americans, and more than 60,000 new cases are diagnosed each year. Today, we'll learn firsthand just how this disease impacts individuals living with the disease and their families. Susan Brown is a person living with PD as well as a caregiver for her father who also has Parkinson's. Plus, we're joined by John Lear, CEO of the nonprofit Parkinson's Foundation. John and Susan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Susan, please share your experience with Parkinson's and serving as a Parkinson's care partner.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. My family has been living with Parkinson's for 25 years plus. My father was diagnosed in his 50s. excuse me. I was also diagnosed when I was 50. So by the time my diagnosis came around, I was quite familiar with the disease and, you know, suspected something when I developed some of the symptoms that I might also have Parkinson's. And so, you know, we sort of consider ourselves experts in our family. Happily, I have a very manageable set of symptoms, and so it has not interfered with taking care of my father and supporting my mother as a caregiver. But it is, you know, my dad's journey is going to be is different from mine, and I've tried to keep that at the top of mind. It's different for everybody who has Parkinson's.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Well, Susan, what a challenge, what a toll. I mean, here you're handling your own Parkinson's issues, plus your parents. I mean, wow, God bless you.
Thanks. You know, we all take care of our parents, you know, so it's something that you do.
Right.
I might actually be a little bit better at it, right, because I know I can really empathize and identify with some of the things my father's going through.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, John, this is incredible to hear Susan's story. You know, she says she can definitely empathize and, you know, with what her father's going through. Tell us why early detection is so important.
Yeah, you know, I think early detection is important for a number of reasons. First, you know, a lot of people who start to have the early symptoms of Parkinson's, like arresting tremor or loss of smell, may be wondering, right, and it may be causing them anxiety. So the sooner you get a diagnosis or rule out a diagnosis, the better for, I think, peace of mind. The second reason is then you can start getting on a medication regimen that, you know, if you're having trouble with motor symptoms, walking, balance, stability, you can get on to, you know, medications that are going to help you with that. And then the third thing is it often will, you know, force you to start doing things, you know, in terms of healthy living, getting on a better diet, and then most importantly, starting an exercise regimen. One of the things we've learned over the last, you know, 20 years is the importance of exercise and keeping people with Parkinson's at their highest functional level possible. So, you know, the earlier you start on all of those things, the better off you're going to be.
Exactly. How about an update on any new treatments and possible cure, John? What does it look like?
Yeah, so, you know, unfortunately, I can't report that we have a cure at hand. There's a lot of incredible research taking place. There's been a dramatic increase in investment in Parkinson's research, you know, through our foundation, through other organizations. So we're learning a lot about the disease. We're honing in on it. We've got certainly better symptom control through, you know, medications that have been improved and tweaked over the years. But it's a complex disease, and it involves the brain, which always makes it even harder. So we're working hard at getting answers and ultimately a cure, but we're still a ways away from it.
Exactly. Susan, what can you tell us about some ways to successfully live with PD?
You know, I think one of the things is just, I would emphasize again, John said this, that the first thing I was told was to exercise. And it's made a tremendous difference in the way that I feel. I mean, if I don't exercise for a few days, I'm stiffer. You know, I think I don't move as well. So, I mean, that's obviously very important. But I think the other thing is, just in a way, you know, when you are living with a disease like Parkinson's, you have to sort of make friends with it. I mean, I'm very aware of my balance. I try to eat well. I mean, you know, I was not an exercise person before I was diagnosed. Wish I had started sooner. And you need to manage your time well. You need to set priorities and talk about what's important. You know, I've got two children who are still at home and colleagues that depend on me and a husband. And, you know, you pick and choose what you're going to do so that it maximizes where you're present. But, I'm also a big believer in sort of finding your village. As soon as I was diagnosed, I looked up the Parkinson's Foundation. I thought, you know, I need as much help as I can get. I'm going to make friends with people who know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
No,
I hear you. When you talk about exercise, you're talking about, you know, walks. We're not talking about, you know, training for a marathon or Zumba classes or anything like that, are we? Just staying within your own ability.
Go ahead. Well, you know, I mean, middle-aged mom here, I'm not going to be setting any records on a marathon, but I did start boxing. Turns out I really love that.
Good.
Boxing is very good for Parkinson's patients. I do a lot of strength training and working on your core because, you know, at some point you're really going to need to rely on your own strength to be able to continue to move around. And honestly, just walking. And, you know, the great thing about that is you can talk to a friend about, the stress of having Parkinson's while you're exercising. So
exactly. Well, we got to leave it there, Susan. Cannot thank you enough for coming on the show, Susan Brown and John Lair. As we wrap things up, tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, so our website is parkinson.org, and we have an 800 number, 800-4-PD-INFO, parkinson.org and 800-4-PD-INFO.
What a great story, huh? With Susan Brown, I'm here. She's living with PD, Parkinson's disease, helping her father, paying it forward. I mean, amazing. And the advice, the practical advice, and I would say for anybody, if you have any question whatsoever, you know, as John Lair had pointed out, early is always best. You know, check it out. Don't put your head in the sand and think that it'll go away and somehow it's just some, you know, strange anomaly. You know, we've got to stay on top of our health. And again, we appreciate you know, the CEO of the nonprofit Parkinson's Foundation, John Lair, and his counsel and advice as well. So stay healthy. In the words of Yogi Berra, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself, right? And I think that's what we all want, and Susan Brown is quite the inspiration to that end as well. In my reading today from the Book of Proverbs, great counsel here. See if this doesn't resonate with you. 11:14, without wise leadership, a nation fails. Think about that. Without wise leadership, a nation fails. Interesting that the kind of leadership that we have in America, you know, people want to look to President Biden and say he's our leader. Well, that's not the way our country and our Constitution works. We are the leaders. We the people. Really? Three most important words opens up our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence. We the people. Three most powerful words. The onus is on us. And so it behooves us as leaders of this nation to be wise. Right? And don't think that wisdom comes from 8-second sound bites that you watch on television or some other social media device that you're reading from your cell phone. You know, this is a citizenship that demands and requires activation. You can't be laissez-faire about it. You know, yes, I'm saying you can have a little bit, as Alexis de Tocqueville said, that he appreciated kind of the laissez-faire attitude to a degree. But there's some dynamic tension that happens between laissez-faire and activism. At the end of the day, we still have to hold those that we elect into office accountable to the people's end. And the reason we are where we are now is we've allowed the elites to run away with our government, take our money, and to serve themselves instead of the higher interests of we the people. Stay with us. We've got more coming up after this.
Wait, aren't these all charitable donations?
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
You do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you call me out, call me
John Schlitt is back with us, and he promised that he's going to be on his best behavior, whatever that means. And we're going to talk about his new project, Go, which is his first solo album of original material in 7 years. It's about time, John. I mean, you've been slacking on us. What's going on here?
I have, Bill. I'm sorry. I apologize right now. As you said, good behavior.
Yes.
I'm doing my best. Actually, man, I was just busy. It's not like I've been laying around doing nothing. I've been working with the Jay Sekulow Band. I've been working with the Union Sinners and Saints, a Christmas CD. So I've been busy, but I really, you know, I had a lot of folks going, hey, when's the next record? When's the next record?
Finally, exactly.
I was able to do it. Had concerns that I wasn't going to be able to follow the greater cause, but I think we made it.
Well, you know, it's quite telling, John, when you think about it, that a rock star such as yourself has to be associated with an attorney these days, which just, you know, kind of tells us how Christians are being persecuted to the point that everybody now is saying, hey, I got to follow Schlitz's lead. I've got to have a token attorney on my in my rock band. Don't tell Jay I said that, okay?
Hey, listen, if you can find a token lawyer for a rock band, I'm very blessed, and I think I'm very unique. I don't know if there's that many around.
Yeah, exactly. Well, especially if you can find a lawyer that knows that they can keep the beat, right?
Oh, and he's a good drummer.
Yeah.
And never satisfied with just being a drummer. He wants to be a guitar player. He's great. He's great at congas. He won't sing. I keep saying, Jay, come on, sing with me. Nope, I'm not singing. So it's fun. But I'll tell you what, being around him and the guys in the band, it's been a real joy.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Great music. I've always wanted to do, you know, back in my bar days, I did a lot of copy band stuff, just other people's material, and I always enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. But now, I mean, we're going back, way back, and doing 70s, 80s stuff, and just having a ball,
How much fun is that? And, you know, and just one more thing about an attorney. You know, whoever heard of an attorney that knew his limits? You know, I'm surprised that he didn't grab the microphone from you. We're just picking on him, aren't we? Yeah, I'm just a star.
I'm not going to let Jay hear this interview, buddy. I'm telling you.
Yeah, he's liable to throw an injunction on me, you know. Hey, okay, we're just teasing. Don't be so, you know, legally sensitive. Why not, huh?
Don't take things so serious, Jay. Come on.
Exactly. I mean, after all, it's Martinez and Schlitz show, man. We're just having all kinds of fun here. Hey, so let's talk about the interest in producing this new album of original material, you know, at your stage of the career.
Well, you know what? A vision of what God wants you to do never changes. I mean, as I get older, hopefully I get wiser, and I hope that the message that God puts on my heart is even more useful than before. I don't know if it will be, but, you know, it's the times are as they are, and God puts things on your heart as he does. And if you have the option or the availability to express those ideas and those visions or whatever through music, I should do it. And for some reason, God's allowed me to do it with some of the best writers, producers, musicians in the business, and as long as these opportunities are there, and as long as God allows me to have a voice, I need to do it. So to be able to use these 11 songs that I had on the record, I think it's 11, I don't know. Anyway, this amount of songs and be able to bring out what I wanted to say, it's very cool.
Yeah, it is. Well, and as you say, God is dynamic. I mean, we're always moving. I mean, because in God's realm is economy. It's about life and a constant movement. And I guess that's the inspiration for Go. You say Go is a declaration of movement, right? And sometimes movement is a forward motion as you ride. Sometimes movement takes a momentary pause as we wait for direction. In either case, Go, quote unquote, does not mean to sit still in our comfort zone and do nothing, right?
Amen. I couldn't have said it better. In fact, I think I did.
You did say it. That's it. I plagiarized your words there.
I said, man, that sounds familiar.
You see, you're not totally gone. I mean, you still know what you're writing. Yeah.
No, listen. The idea when the record just started formulating, I will be honest. I was just doing song by song, and as the message came, I brought it out. And when it was all said and done, there was one more song to do. And as I was listening to the music, I'm going, my gosh, this is all in one direction. It's like, it really lent to this idea of no more sitting around. Don't sit in the comfy zone called the church. It's not a comfy zone.
Right.
It's a boot camp. It's an instruction camp for for warriors to go out and be, you know, a team for Christ. So the last Rhett song I wrote was the title cut. And thanks to Mark Townsend, he and I think it turned out great. It's probably one of my favorite songs. And it just basically put it all together and said, listen, no more sitting around. Let's go do what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, you decided to release a limited vinyl edition. Why?
Well, because it seemed like people were interested in that. And I had a record company that came to me and said, we'd like to do this for you. And I said, hey, why not? It had nothing to do with the money thing. It really wasn't part of that. It's just every time someone comes to you and says, hey, I think this could be cool. I think people would like it. I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's another way of getting it out. If there's an interest in a vinyl, mm-hmm. Well, praise God, they'll get the vinyl mm-hmm. and they'll hear what I've got to say. So you never turn down an opportunity to get the message out there.
Well, when you're talking to an old disc jockey that was used to handling vinyl and went through the process of when vinyl was a bit substantial to where, you know, I don't know if you remember, John, but in the early days after the oil shortage and everything back in the 70s, you would pull out these new albums and they would almost fall over themselves and fold up like a taco, you know, and you know how cheap they got. So it's interesting how vinyl is coming to a renewal, and these young kids are being reintroduced to vinyl, and even my daughter, she's got a record player, and they love their vinyl collection. She only wished she had her hands on my old collection that I had now from my old DJ days, you know?
Oh, listen, it's part of history. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
And as usual, music is almost cyclic, and it comes around, and right now vinyl is a cool thing. Like I said, because of the expense and stuff, I only put out I think about 200 of them of the special of the colored vinyl, which is actually really pretty. I love it.
Wow.
But then after that, it's going to be the old black copy again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, again, if kids like that, oh, I would love to reach kids, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Do you realize about 30 years from now that those vinyl, that special edition, they'll be worth $1 million?
Well,
so you might want to keep a couple in the warehouse for some of the grandkids, right? Well, I know, but, you know, that's just that's the way things age, you know. But, like I said, for the grandkids, they'll go, hey, what did Grandpa save? Oh, my God, no way, man, $1 million.
I'm a rich man. $1 million back, $1 million to them will probably be like 20 now. So.
Yeah, it'll be penny loafer money for them, you know, at that point, say the least. Hey, John, you know, you've your career, it's just, you know, you look back and the breadth of it, the scope, you know, of contemporary music, you know, almost from its inception. What have you seen in the industry from the time when you first joined Petra to now Recording Go?
Change.
Yeah.
Always change, buddy. Change from style, music style, change from interest as far as what they want music to do. It's always change. I think that's the best way for me to put it. Do I enjoy the changes? Not always,
mm-hmm.
but there's always change. I think one thing that it is that's pretty apparent. The quality of the recordings are getting better. The musicianship hasn't dropped. It's all a lot of great musicians, a lot of great singers, or good writers. But, you know, the styles have changed. And that's why when I put out a record, I say thank you for whatever sells, because I have my style, and that was really hot back when, and maybe not as hot now, but it's my style.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long
neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.